is a News 1130 special report.
So we are talking with Larry Beasley, the former co-director of planning for the city of Vancouver, about his new book, Vancouverism. Larry, first question then, what inspired the book and why write it now?
Well, a couple things. One is that it was a very, looking back, a very extraordinary period in the history of our city. A great transformation of our city took place, and it's had almost no documentation. And I happen to have been at the center of the action from the beginning to the end, so I felt, well, at least I'm a good person to document it. Why now? Because on the one hand, I have some time now, but more importantly, as a result of that time and coming out of that time, leading up, say, between Expo 86 and the Winter Olympic Games in 2010, coming out of that time, some issues have started to emerge in the city, and I felt the history of our recent development would help people in our city to address those issues and think creatively about solutions to those issues.
And the name of the book is Vancouverism. How would you define that? What is Vancouverism?
Well, Vancouverism is a way of building cities that, when it was being invented and operationalized in Vancouver, primarily focused on the inner city, was quite counterintuitive to the way cities were built in those days. It's a concept that's built on mixed use, diversity, alternative transportation. The car is incorporated, but not as a predominant way of moving around. We look to transit, we look to walking and cycling. That's built on very high amenity, including all the things that people need in their lives and in their communities from day to day, and very inclusive to all kinds of people, low-income people as well as higher-income people. So, and increasingly through the years, it also came to represent a first response, you might say, to the emerging issue of that time of environmental impacts that cities are putting on the environment around them. And so the environmental agenda became stronger and stronger. So on the one hand, Vancouverism is about a strong agenda of urban livability and alternative ways to live. On the other hand, it's an agenda of trying to take some pressure off the natural environment with the expansion of our city and other cities that's going on around the world.
Now, you've said your generation of planners have passed the torch, as it were. So what do you think is next for Vancouverism?
Well, there's a couple of fronts, and in the book I call them resets. There are things we need to do to reset our city to further prepare it for the future. And of course, at the top of the list is affordability of housing, and not just housing, but workplaces, industry, the affordability of our whole city. And so the new generation has to grab that issue, and they're not going to be able to use the solutions that we used during the time of the formation of Vancouverism. They're going to have to find new partnerships, new sources of funds, new kinds of housing to really meet the needs of our people in the future, and to make sure that local people always have a guaranteed stake while we continue to be a world city with world investment and world interest. And so that's one big issue. Another big issue, which we were never able to solve with all of our efforts, some of the best efforts in the country, was the whole issue of homelessness related and also related to mental illness and substance abuse. And that is still a huge issue in our city, and the new generation has to grab that. And they have to say, this must be resolved. We must house our people. We must provide those services.
Now, getting back to the issue of affordability, do you find that the unaffordability, rather, of the region, does that threaten the legacy of Vancouverism, or at least somehow take away from it?
It doesn't take away from it, because you can't deny the extraordinary achievements that were made through that period. And I'm not just talking about people like me at City Hall. I'm talking about our whole community from, right across the private sector, the nonprofit sector, average citizens, communities, et cetera. But it does endanger it, because if we cannot find the technique to make our city accessible to all of our citizens, then all of the things that are represented by Vancouverism will be just available to less and less people, and that will be a tragedy. So I'm very worried that the legacy that we are passing on could be endangered if we don't find a way to build affordability.
All right. The name of the book is Vancouverism. That is author Larry Beasley, former co-director of planning for the City of Vancouver. Larry, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.